morning, guys, at State Grid Brazil. Today's Friday, September 18th, 2020. And we end the week with the announcement of something new, which many are looking forward to. Next week, we'll start returning to the workplace. For us, this is already a victory, because it means that we are meeting the needs to receive everyone safely. Gradually, the return will be informed to each group. We're very happy with this step, and we cannot wait for Monday to arrive. But today, it's still Friday, and it's a day to slow down, since the weekend is already here. And nothing better to slow down than thinking about the sea and its peace. Well, the sea is not always peaceful, but sailing through its waters can teach us good lessons. Não adianta, eu sou do mar. Nasci pra ter na pele o seu sol. Não adianta, eu sou do mar. Exactly 36 years ago, the Brazilian navigator Amir Klink moored his small IAT rowing boat at Praia da Espera in Bahia after crossing the Atlantic Ocean alone. This adventure was only possible because Klink trained resilience, creativity, persistence, dedication, entrepreneurship, and more. To ensure the safety of the adventure, Amir Klink invested heavily in communication with the team. Just being able to hear them already makes me feel safe, says the navigator, referring to teammates. Yes, despite paddling alone in the vastness of the ocean, this and other projects by Amir Klink are carried out as a team. And to work together, clear communication every day is essential to avoid mistakes and rework in the execution of tasks.
ZYE 439, Canal 4, São Paulo. Emissora geradora da maior rede de televisão da América Latina.
Speaking of communication, today is National Television Day. The date was chosen because of the start of Tupi TV on September 18, 1950. Tupi started broadcasting only from São Paulo, and in the following year, it also started operating in Rio, occupying the building of the old Urca Casino, ending its activities in 1980. In football today, America Football Club from Rio de Janeiro turns 160 years old. The club is the first on the continent to be called America, inspiring the creation of several other Americas in Brazil and abroad. Vinha voando no meu carro quando vi pela frente, na beira da calçada, broto displicente. Finally, let us remember that today begins National Traffic Week, an annual campaign to raise awareness about safety in the traffic. This year, the theme is Realize the Risk, Protect Life. State Grid knows very well what that is. For us, prevention is everyone's tasks, and lives always come first. Estava tão distante quando ela apareceu. Os olhos que fascinam logo estremeceu. And with the forró by Frankie Aguiar, who turns 50 today, let's wish well our birthday people. Today, both Clodoaldo Polon at the Imbiruçu substation and Shang Kun Zhan from the XRTE in Rio celebrate their birthday. Tomorrow, it will be Luciano Silva at the Cláudia substation and Vinicius Viela at the Paracambi substation. And on Sunday, let's wish happy birthday to Aislan Souza at the Ilha Solteira Substation, Moacir Pereira in Coroeste, and Ana Paula Rego in the Legal Department, and Rodrigo Costa in BD, both from Rio. That's it for our podcast. Next week, we'll be back. This content is a special production for all employees of State Grid Brazil.